Please can you tell me your name?
It's Brian Burrows. I'm 63 years old.
Okay. And where do you live?
I live in St Helens and lived there most of my life except when I went to university in Scotland.
The World Cup in 1966, did you attend any matches?
I did, because it was in the northwest. They had matches at Unite, Old Trafford, Goodison Park. And I went to two matches at Goodison Park. They had the group stage, which had the best teams around here, Brazil, Portugal, two of the big Brazil were the cup, World Cup winners, previous cup, and Portugal were hot favourites to win this one. Some of the world star players, Eusebio for Portugal, Pelé for Brazil. So it was a chance to see some really cracking matches. Went to Brazil versus Portugal and Portugal versus North Korea.
And they were both at Goodison?
Both at Goodison, yes.
How much did it cost?
It cost, in the old money, 7 shillings and 6 pence, which is 37.5p in today's money. 7 and 6 was about 3 pints of bitter. So you're talking, I suppose, £7, £58, £9. It was only, to go to the match in those days, that was the ground, not the stands. In those days, it was 5 shillings or 25p to go to a normal match. So they only increased to buy 2 and 6 pence or 12.5p for the World Cup.
Did that make you want to go more?
Yeah.
The fact that it was quite inexpensive?
It was, yeah. I mean, I only went to two because I had exams and so on in, to go back to in Scotland. So I had to leave the northwest for, and then come back again by which time. Goodison should have had the semi-final with England, but they moved it to Wembley for the Southerns. Yeah. But, you know, no, it was. I mean, in fact, the northwest generally, Liverpool especially, I mean, it was packed out, you know. Brilliant.
Who did you go to the match with?
A guy I'd not seen for 12 months. He used to sit next to me at school, and he phoned me up and said he'd advance to go. And I said, yeah, great, you know, we'll go to two matches. He was working, I was a student, so he paid because he said that was only fair, and I thought that was only fair as well. So I went with him.
So how old were you? Watson?
I was 19.
And at university?
And at university, yeah. I was on my break from between first and second year. We hitched, the first match we went there, his dad gave us a lift, but he couldn't give us a lift back. And it's a very boring story, but I'll tell you anyway. We're hitching at night, it was very late with two young boys, and this woman stopped and said, could she, we'd be walking for about 2 miles and nobody picked us up because we must have looked a bit rough. And this woman said, jump in, and then she was scared stiff that she picked two young lads up. And you're not going to hurt me, are you? You're not going to hurt me. And I said, I'm a student, and he's a accountant trainee. And my mate said, I know your face, don't I? I said, well, I've been on the television. He said, you're Elsie Tanner. She was Pat Phoenix out of Coronation Street. And she said, I know. And what she was doing in Liverpool, I have no idea. But that was the best thing about that night, really. And she was a dead nice woman. You know, she's very, very, very made up. But then she would be, you know.
Was she a football fan? Did you talk to her about
she didn't know anything about football, really. She just had been in Liverpool and was driving back to Manchester and picked up these two young boys, you know.
So, good end to her.
It was a lovely end. The next match, we got my mate borrowed his dad's car and we went there and back, which is much quicker than the way we'd done it before.
So, you didn't use any of the special buses at the time?
No, didn't, no. If I'd have been in Liverpool, then I probably wouldn't, because they were from, you know, but from St Helens, there weren't even any coaches. There was coaches to every Everton match, but there wasn't any to the World Cup, so we didn't use anything like that.
Do you remember the build up to the World Cup in the press? Were people excited about it?
Yes, they were. They were very excited. But I must admit, not like today, where everybody's given England a chance. The press didn't really give England a chance. You know, they said they'd probably get through the group stages. But nobody had thought, I mean, there was Brazil, Portugal, Italy, these were top world teams. And Alf Ramsey wasn't picking the best players. As far as the press were concerned, Roger Hunt, Liverpool, he wasn't banging goals in the first division. Jimmy Greaves, been all over the world, top class, but he wasn't being picked by Sir Alf Ramsey. He was picking these Jeff Hurst and Martin Peters, two young lads from West Ham. And the press really were having a bit of a go at him. Why isn't he playing Jimmy Greaves? But he was a systems man, you know, and his system, these players fitted best. So yeah, it was a big build-up, but not many of the press gave England a chance of winning it. And even on the day of the final, you know, it wasn't just Germany a better team, according to the press, you know, but come on, lads, and do it for us, you know.
So how did people find out about what was going on in the World Cup at the time? Because obviously, was it on television?
Television. It was the first, I mean, in those days, you got one match of the day. But it was the first time every game was shown on television, not live. Some were live, but not many live. Most of it was either on the cinema, the Pathé News, or BBC had mostly black and white. I mean, even the cup final in those days, mine was black and white anyway at home. And the games were all on the television, and it was a regular, but not like today, nothing like the blanket coverage you get today, where you know you go everywhere, don't you? See everyone. It wasn't like that, but it was fairly well covered by the TV.
Did you watch the final on television?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. My brother was only 12, but he's a big boy. He's 6'1" then, and we watched it. We went out and got drunk, and he could get served at 12. I had trouble getting served at 19. I had to prove my age sometimes, and he was just completely soft. They'd serve him and then ask me was I 18, but. Yeah, we watched at home, black and white telly, and it was great.
Was there a big party atmosphere?
Yes, unfortunately in those days, pubs shut at 11 o'clock. So the celebration stopped at 11 o'clock. You know, people weren't out on the streets at all. Whereas nowadays, you'd be up to 4 or 5, I think. But it was a very good atmosphere. I would say that, round here, we had the biggest attendances at Goodison. Old Trafford were getting 26,000, we were getting 62,000, but we had the best team, so it's quite understandable why Liverpool did come to the matches, you know.
What do you think it meant to the people of Liverpool to have the World Cup in their city?
They loved it more had Sir Alf Ramsey played some of the players. The only player who played regularly was Ray Wilson, Ramon Wilson, who played for Everton, left back, quite old, 30 on at the time, but cracking left back. But there was Roger Hunt, Jerry Byrne. There were Liverpool players who were seen as top class, but they weren't getting the games. And I think that was a bit of a, you know, it took a bit of the edge off, but since they were, England weren't playing up here. But they loved it. I mean, if you want to see the attendances, I mean, the one I went to, Brazil versus Portugal, 62,000, and it was something like 55,000, 52,000 for the Portugal-North Korea game.
Is that more than they're getting into Goodison Park today?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been on Goodison, there's been 72,000, and there's been more because they let people in if you passed them money to the gatekeeper. Oh, yeah, I mean, it was nowadays, you'd be hard pressed to get 49, 50 in. And they've expanded some of the stands, but oh, yeah, it's more than today. But you save yourself, Goodison Park, even now. The atmosphere inside the game he played 2-3 games there, it was the best atmosphere he'd ever had, and that was Liverpool people. Usually taking the underdog side, you know, Portugal, North Korea, Brazil, Portugal. Portugal were the underdogs because Brazil were the champions, and they won 3-1. Portugal, North Korea, it was 5-3, but North Korea went 3-0 up, supported by the Liverpoolians. They were the underdogs, you know, and it was a cracking atmosphere. You know.
So how did the fans in Liverpool get on with the other fans that came from other countries?
Great. I mean, there weren't that many. You can watch, if you go to the YouTube, the matches are actually on YouTube, and according to the snaps on YouTube, you'd think there were millions of foreigners. There was a very small section of each stand with the Brazil flag, very small section of Portugal. They didn't, and Koreans, I don't think there were any at all. You know, might have been one from the local Chinese, I don't know. But it was very, very, but they were made feel of it, and a lot of them didn't stay in Liverpool anyway. They were based in the Northwest, and they were sent to different places to stay. Some stayed in Manchester, came to Liverpool. So it wasn't like European Capital Culture 2008. They were treated with a great deal of respect, which is what, because they're football fans, the Puddings will accept them, you know. I think that's what it was like.
Okay, so finally, what was your favourite memory of the tournament?
Favourite memory must be the North Koreans. And I recommend anybody to go onto the web, to YouTube to see this. I mean, I've never seen football like it before or since. It was unbelievable. It was like ants on a hill.
Is that because they were not the favourites to win the match? They were quite unknown?
It's because of the style of football. I mean, it came out, Portugal, big favourites, you save your style. He was a disappointment to me, you save your. I thought he was pretty poor. I think I could have played better than him. But the North Koreans came out and they just ran everywhere, just darting. Like, and everybody's laughing, it's so good to watch. What's he going? Oh, he's got the ball. And then he picked, and they're just flying over the ball. You've got to see it on YouTube. And they went 3-0 up at half time. And people said, I don't believe this. And you could see the Portuguese were absolutely baffled. And everyone, yes. And then they came out Portuguese and just decided to play football. The North Koreans were knackered, really knackered, because they were, and they're all small. I don't think they were about 5'7". The goalie was about 4'2". He was a dead small goalie. And they just put bang five in. But it was a great match. And at the end, they both got a standing ovation. You know, people just stood up and clapped, and said, we want to see that again. And that was my abiding memory is that game. And of course, the last thing was England won 4-2, which was against all the odds as far as I'm concerned. And the team wasn't that good. I still don't think it was the best team in that tournament. But you don't have to be system Alf Ramsey. We won it.
Great. Thanks, Brian.
Okay, thank you.